Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox. Joining us now is Missouri State Senator from the 23rd District, Adam Schnelting. Thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ryan. Thanks for having me. Good to be with you.
Something big is going to be on the ballot next year. It is Proposition 3, or Amendment 3, rather. We should probably put it that way. So Amendment 3 would ban 99% of abortions in Missouri. It's something that you support. Let's talk about it. Why do you support it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, I think last year, Ryan, over $30 million was spent to support the pro-abortion amendment, Amendment 3 of last year. And most of those dollars were actually from New York City. And even a foreign billionaire was able to affect that particular ballot proposal by dumping about roughly $4 million into a nonprofit, which came in and supported the passage of the abortion amendment. But what that amendment does is Amendment 3 of last year enshrined nearly unfettered abortion access into our state constitution. And nearly overnight, Ryan, what it did was it took Missouri's abortion or pro-life laws and made Missouri one of the most radical abortion havens, safe havens, not just in the country, but actually in the world. Opened it up to abortion on demand, up to birth. No real reasons, right? What we're proposing is Amendment 3 for next year. It's labeled the same, but people need to not get confused. It's going to be Amendment 3 on our ballot next year. And what Amendment 3 does, look at it reinstates the health and safety standards that our abortion laws, that our pro-life laws had on the books prior to the passage of Amendment 3 last fall. It restores requiring parental consent for minors in order to obtain an abortion. It would prohibit transgender surgeries from being performed on kids. And it prohibits taxpayer-funded abortions. And if approved by the voters, it would limit abortions to cases of rape and incest and fetal anomalies. So what I'm seeing out in the field, Ryan, is a lot of Missourians felt like they were presented with a false dichotomy. Mm-hmm. They were told that if we didn't pass Amendment 3 last year, women were going to be dying in our hospitals. And that was a powerful argument, even for many otherwise pro-life folks. And so while not everyone liked how radical Amendment 3 was, there were many voters that voted for it because they felt like they had no other alternative. So what Amendment 3 does on the ballot in 2026 is it gives our voters another chance at that issue, but it also gives them something that's, I believe, is much more in line with their values.
Right. You know, I mean, it is a big problem. A lot of different states face it. You know, this week I was watching testimony, because I live in Michigan now, and what they're doing is looking at the way some hospitals lie and, quite frankly, miscode and kind of put, I guess when it comes to transgender surgeries and things, what they tell parents inside of these hospitals, for example, the pressures that they use. So you had parents that were testifying in front of the Michigan legislature here that were saying things like, my kid at 13 years old was being told to go to sex shops to learn how to dress. I mean, this is what doctors were telling them. I was told as a parent, if I wouldn't allow my kid to go through these irreversible surgeries, that they could take my kid away, implying that it's parental abuse to not allow these sort of things. And you see the regret of so many different adults at the time when they were kids. They hear these advice from doctors they were lied to, and now they have this great regret in the future. I have such sympathy for those type of people. And this is something that I think people that have been against abortion have been saying for a long time. How many times have these poor women been lied to about it, not given the full truth in the matter of the situation, and have all these regrets in the future? And you're right, these out-of-state interests come in, and then they try to sweep the agenda on people here in Missouri, and they're not looking to protect or even have any sort of benefit of the Missouri people. They don't care about the actual women here in Missouri for any of this.
Well, no, that's right, Ryan. Looking, going back to the funding of Amendment 3 from last year, you had a lot of large dollar donors from New York City. I mean, Mayor Michael Bloomberg, former mayor of New York City, gave over $1 million towards the effort. Nothing says Missouri values quite like New York City millionaires and billionaires having to prop up an amendment in the state of Missouri for our voters to pass. But bottom line is, you're absolutely right. The reality is a lot of the young kids that go through these transitions end up regretting it. I mean, you can look at the case of Chloe Cole, who ended up, she identified as transgender. She went ahead and transitioned, and then she wanted to detransition. Well, where were all the groups celebrating her and praising her for detransitioning? Well, they're not there. That support system is not there. They only want to support you if you're going to buy into the radical transgender movement. But the problem is you've got a bunch of these kids who are making these decisions. Look, they don't know where they want to go to college when they graduate. Half the time, some of these kids don't even know what they want for lunch. And yet, you've got 5 and 6-year-old kids coming into these committee hearings in Jefferson City being coached by their parents saying, hey, don't mess with our transgender or our gender reaffirming care. It's borderline child abuse. It is child abuse, the way I view it. But Missourians are going to have the ability to go in and say, okay, just like Tennessee did, we're going to restrict this. We're not going to allow that to happen. No, not on our watch anymore.
Part of this, too, is it bans fetal organ harvesting. What the reality, the gravity of the situation when you're talking about allowing fetal organ harvesting into law. That is just outrageous to begin with.
Yeah, well, look, Ryan, the abortion industry is really a business. There's really nothing industrious about it, but it's very profitable. It's a business. Whether it's trafficking fetal tissue, whether it's the abortion aspect, whether it's the public tax dollars, and this prohibits public tax dollars from funding abortions as well. What we need to do is we need to protect both women and children. Look, it's not surprising that I would quote the Declaration of Independence. That all men are created equal, right? Endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. That among these are life, right? Article 1, Section 2 of our state constitution also states that all persons have a natural right to life, and that when government doesn't confer that security, it fails in its chief design. So what we have an opportunity to do in 2026 is to say we're going to protect women with our health and safety standards. We're going to protect children. And that's foundational to a just society, protecting innocent human life, born and unborn. So I'm hopeful that the voters will go ahead and approve it next year. But we're having an informational meeting at the Soda Museum tonight at 6 p.m. in St. Charles. Folks, your listeners are welcome to attend if they're around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans. You live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Yeah, again, so just what time, and say that location one more time?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's the Soda Museum on the Bricks in Old Town St. Charles. So that's 126 North Main Street. We're going to use the Soda Museum, and we're going to have an informational session, Q&A session, and we're going to go over Amendment 3. What the current Amendment 3 did in last year, and then what this new proposal will do in 2026, should the voters approve it and pass it into law.
So where are we at with that? Is it something that we know is going to be on the ballot yet, or are you still trying to get signatures to get enough people involved?
No. So we passed it. So So I fought long and hard in the legislature this year, and we ended up having to move the previous question, which is just a procedural motion that's rarely done in the state legislature anymore. Well, the state Senate anymore. The House does it quite often, actually, but it's a heavy lift in the Senate. But we did that. We got it passed the legislature. It was challenged naturally, by the abortion groups, and it withstood court scrutiny. The Secretary of State did have to make a tweak here and there on the ballot wording, because that's what was being challenged by the abortion groups. Those were made. Now it's upheld by the court, and we're likely to see it on the ballot. It's going to be November of next year, likely. But the governor does have discretion as to when he wants to place it on the ballot. So stay tuned for that. But we're definitely going to have that discussion next year.
Yeah, you hear about these stories of things they did to minors. I mean, it was just shocking to hear some of this. Like these poor women, they were children at the time, minors, in their, like the one woman, she was talking about how they clipped her milk ducts. So as an adult, she tries to have children. She does. And now she can't provide a mother's milk to the kids. And she's crying because she feels like she can't fulfill their motherly duty, because as a child, some doctor said it was a good idea for her to do that. And my heart's breaking. And I hear we take advantage of these children and we do these unnecessary surgeries on them. And all of this could be prevented if we just not allow children to be manipulated that way. It's different if it's an adult and you're 18 and you have that type of mindset. But man, we're doing these things to kids. We got to stop that.
No, that's absolutely right. Look, I mean, you, as a kid, you need permission to get. I mean, you can't get a tattoo. You need permission to go tanning. You can't smoke. You can't drink. I mean, you think of all these things. And some of those things really, I mean, they're reversible. But getting a sex change surgery is not reversible. And you have kids that are going through these processes and end up having, the rates of suicide for them once they, several years after they're into that process ends up going up. Why? You wake up one day and you realize, oh my gosh, what have I done?
Yeah.
And you know what? For a lot of these kids, it's irreversible. It's dangerous, and we need to put a stop to it.
Yep. Missouri State Senator from the 23rd District, Adam Schnelltein, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Amendment 3, and hopefully that gets on next year. We'd like to see that.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Ryan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.